570.
The tax man wants his. Did you pay up and file, or did you go for an extension? Hey, I think a lot of people went for the extension. A UN investigation into the death of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto could have been prevented. Her death, that is. That's what the investigation yielded. No kidding. When you think of what happened to her, we're going to wind the clock back and take a look at that. That was a strange day, to say the least. Avalanche of emails in the mailbag talking about tax day and the Tea Partiers. We'll jump to those emails at the end of this hour, too. So lots to look forward to. Kate Delaney swinging into the weekend, folks. Boy, I hope it's nice, shiny, fabulous weather wherever you are. Sunny, not really shiny, but sunny weather would be good, wouldn't it? We've been through floods, mudslides, earthquakes, all kinds of crazy things the past few months. Snowstorms in places where you don't normally get that much snow. So I looked across the map, and it looks to be pretty clear sailing this week and almost anywhere from east to west and everywhere in between. We hope you join the conversation. I don't care if you're left, right, or any of those particular labels or whatever you are. 800-259-5791. That's the beauty of America tonight. It's about the conversation, any and all of it. We're also going to talk about the climate bill. Oh, yeah, the Senate climate bill is going to be revealed to all April 26th. And what is it going to look like? I had an interesting conversation today with somebody on the Hill, and I'll tell you about that. First, let's jump to those Tea Partiers, though. I don't know if you saw any where you live, but I can tell you that there were a handful in Dallas, Texas, on both sides of the street, probably maybe 50, just carrying signs. There was no organized rally. In a lot of places, there were rallies that, you know, singers came out, speakers came out, and people had signs. What I saw was not organized, and it was just people on both sides of the street with signs, kind of, you know, holding them up and yelling some things, but no true rally. Now, this was taking place all over the country. More people jumping on board the idea of being a Tea Partier. And I think we talked about in our last show what really is somebody that's part of this movement. And I don't think there is a real definition other than what's starting to emerge in these polls is wealthy. That people have this idea it's a redneck showdown, but not according to a lot of people that have gone to them. That's not really the kind of people that you're seeing at the tea parties. And it probably depends on where you are. Not necessarily just Republicans. There's Democrats and independents that have been involved too. I think it depends on the scope of what's being talked about, who the speakers are, is it organized, that whole kind of thing. Because this Tea Party movement has been around for 14 months now. And the perception is, or pretty much, what the reason was for the Tea Party was overspending in Washington. And certainly overspending is going strong. And, you know, do you consider yourself to be part of the Tea Party movement? Do you think it'll actually play any kind of a role in American politics, or will it play any kind of a role? I think the more people that go to rallies or events are held, perhaps it gets a little bit of teeth. There are people paying attention to it, but they're not quite big enough yet. Here was what it sounded like earlier in the day at one of those tea parties.
We represent the second person in the relationship, meaning the American public. And for a long time now, I think our marriage with the government's been a little bit oppressive and a little bit one way. And we would like to just stand up now and say, you know what, there's two in this relationship.
What they need to do is listen to the people who elected them. Yes, they voted for change. But of course, when change is not detailed in an election, you sort of get what you bargained for, and we're getting change that most of the public does not like.
I would start with their salaries. I would start cutting some of the administrative salaries, meaning the senators and the congressmen and the president of the United States. Let's cut some money out of these salaries Let's show the people that you're serious about this, that you want to cut this deficit in half, then you take a lower salary.
All right, you take a lower salary. I agree with that. There's actually a congresswoman who's trying to do that, not getting much support, however, for that kind of legislation, or getting much backing from others that would like to do the same thing. So you had Tea Party activists that were out in the final protest in Washington, and as part of the Washington deal, they actually announced a list of congressional Democrats that they're targeting for defeat in November. So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about it, and she said, you know, the impact on the upcoming midterm elections, I think it's going to have an impact more on the Republicans in November, because we're keeping our eye on the ball as to what our own races are and to keep going in a forward direction. And she's saying that the Republicans are going to get some backlash that they don't expect they're going to get, because Tea Parties are promoting conservative challenges to a lot of the Republican candidates in their primaries. Now, I said I would go to the mailbag at the end of the hour, and I will, but this may be, other than Election Day, the most emails that I have ever gotten on America Tonight. So a lot of you had opinions on Tax Day and Tea Parties and Tea Partiers. Not all of it favorable, some of it favorable. I'll read a quick one here from Alan. Alan says, Kate, you're a smart woman. I know you are not on board with this whole Tea Party nonsense. These are a bunch of idiots who have money to burn and nothing to do. So much time on their hands that they can go and protest and dress up in funny little costumes and wear the tricorn hats. I think it's absolutely ridiculous and accomplishes nothing. And we got another one here from Gail. Gail, listening to us on WVMT in Vermont. Hey, Kate, I've never written to the show before, but I do listen to you. A lot of times I catch a replay here in Vermont, depending on what hour it is that I'm up. I know that a lot of people are talking about the Tea Parties, and today is the crescendo of the Tea Parties because they're all over the country. I'm wondering about the Tea Party crashers and what it ultimately was like. I don't understand why there's such a backlash against this Tea Party movement. Who cares? Our country was based on freedom of speech. And even if I don't agree with the Tea Party people, or I don't go to a rally, which I don't, I can't understand why we can't let our brothers and sisters speak their mind. All right, good for you, Gail. So somewhere in the middle. I say somewhere in the middle because she doesn't agree with it, but she's saying, hey, let them alone. Let them do what they want to do. I guess the real thing here and why Nancy Pelosi reacted to this is, will there be any kind of, she's saying there's going to be a backlash that people across America don't like the whole Tea Party thing and they won't vote for the Republicans, so it's going to blow up in their face. And I think I agree with Gail. I know I agree with Gail, and I've said this on the air. I support any kind of free speech, even if I don't agree with it. Because we start to squash free speech, then we squash what America's all about. And there were a lot of people in other big cities that were out in force and organized kind of Tea Party rallies. We'll talk about them throughout the show. And like I said, we'll check in with the mail at the end of the hour. And there's more than just the two you heard there. Keep this number close, 800-259-5791. Next, we're talking about getting into a house and getting a tax break. Stay with us.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news for Pure Water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Talking about taxes and if you paid or not, and whether or not you filed for an extension, or if you've already gotten your money back from the government, how sweet is that? You know, on this show often, even our previous show, we were talking about mortgages and housing and what the markets were doing, and is this a good time to buy a house, especially if it's your first house, or if you've been in a home for a while and you're looking to try to get into another house. There are some tax breaks that you can take advantage of. So here to talk about those things, the breaks, et cetera, or, you know, getting in, get in quickly, the buy, close, deal as fast as possible, and, you know, forget about all the doom and gloom and ugliness that you've heard out there. Maybe things are turning around, and this may be the best chance for some of you to grab the brass ring and get into that first home. So joining us here on America Tonight is Elise Glink, and she's written a book called Buy, Close, and Move In. How perfect is that? Hey, Elise, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Nice to be up at night with you.
There you go. Is it a really good time? If you can pull it together, let's say you're a first-time home buyer and you're just so worried, you're hesitant, you hear crappy headlines and crazy forecasts, and you're trying to look in the crystal ball, and, oh, geez, I'm renting, and I don't want to throw money down the drain, but I'm worried about the economy. What would you say to somebody trying to wrestle with that?
I would say that unless you're perfectly comfortable with where you are economically, emotionally, socially, don't go spending $200,000. It's not chicken feed. It's a lot of money. You're going to work really hard for that 30 years to pay off the mortgage. So as good as the home buyer tax credits are, and they're good, it's not worth buying something if you're really not ready for it.
Yeah, that's good advice. But there is a thing. It is. It's true. Because if you,
you seem surprised.
It's you know, then all that somebody's doing is it's that negative thing. It's that struggle in your head. It's almost like you're creating this scenario. So it's not good if you're not comfortable. But then there is the thing where sometimes you waffle and you're going back and forth and you really could afford to do it. Is there such a thing as just taking too much time and blowing a good opportunity?
Well, agents for years have told me stories about buyers who just would not get off the fence and make a move. And what seems to cure this, and I've watched it now since I wrote my very first book back in 1994, 100 Questions Every First-Time Homebuyer Should Ask, and now 12 books later, it's still the same thing. If you decide to buy a house but you're kind of a waffler, you haven't really made the commitment to go out and do it, as soon as you start losing houses to other people, it cures you of that really fast, because either you're going to get up and start moving faster or you're going to get out of it altogether and go back and rent, because the thought of actually making the commitment is too terrifying. In the book that I've written just now, Buy, Close, Move In, what I do is look at all of the things that terrify us and have terrified us since the housing bubble burst a few years ago. And we're all afraid about losing our jobs. We're all afraid about our 401ks never coming back and never being able to retire. But again, if you feel pretty secure in your job and you know where you want to live for the next 5 to 10 years and you pretty much are settled and moving forward, this is a very good time to think about buying a house. And the government kicking in $8,000 or $6,500 is just a bonus on top of that.
Well, now the question is, the tax credits were supposed to end last November. They're extended to April 30th. So would you still be able to get that credit by the time you close and all that stuff?
You have to have a signed valid contract by the end of this month, April 30th, 15 days from now. And then you have to actually be able to close on the property by the end of June, June 30th. The real question is, what happens if you blow it? Are houses still worth buying even if you can't get the tax credit? And I would say that there are two reasons that I think, yes, the answer is it doesn't really matter all that much. One is that mortgage interest rates are at a 45-year low. They're just over 5%. And when I bought my first house, I paid 11.75% interest on my loan. And people look at me today like, no. I'm like, yeah. And I'm not even that old. I just bought when I was really young. The other thing to keep in mind is that home prices have come down 20, 30, 40, 55% in some cases. I know you cover much of the country with this talk show. There are places around the country where home prices have dropped off 50% or more. And if you're buying a house for the next 5 to 10 years, it's a remarkable opportunity to get in.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I love what you said about the interest rates. So true. I can't believe it. Over 11 for you when you bought, and you look at 5 now. And that's going to shoot up here eventually, right?
Absolutely. I think that interest rates have nowhere to go but up. It may not happen this week or this month. Actually, we've already seen interest rates bump up just a little bit. I refinanced back in November and got a 15-year loan at 4.25%. And when I was able to get that rate, I turned to my husband, who's a real estate attorney, and I said to him, honey, we are never getting rid of this loan. We're done. This is it.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. That's good. And, you know, you said you are a real estate expert. What are a couple of tips people could use when they go in and look at houses? I think people are just, they get dog tired. They maybe look at too many. They get confused. I mean, is there a way to narrow it down?
You know, I'm glad you asked, because I actually spend a lot of time in this book, Buy, Close, Move In, talking about selectivity and about how to identify amazing opportunities with real estate, whether it's foreclosures or short sales or just a seller who's really desperate to get rid of the property, unload it, move on with their lives. You can move in and have a really great opportunity. And part of it comes from knowing exactly what you want in a house and what you can't live without. This idea of a wish list and a reality check, of putting on paper all the things that really matter to you, the size, the amenities, the location, the commuting time, distance to friends, family, house of worship, coffee bar, you know, whatever it is that's important to you about the neighborhood, and then about the house itself, the bedrooms, the bathrooms, the condition, the yard, what kind of countertops it has. I really encourage readers to be very specific, because once you figure out the difference between what you want and what you absolutely can't live without, then you begin to understand what the idea of compromise is all about, and you can become selective in a very objective way about the houses you're seeing. And instead of seeing them as like this big, huge thing you're going to be emotionally tied to, you start seeing it as, you know, one of a million. It's a commodity, and there are lots of places that you could be happy as long as it meets your needs and your wants.
And location, 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 too. It has to be, right?
Oh, my gosh. Location has never been more important because it's not even just about the state or the city or the neighborhood. What's going on now with housing affects where each house is located on each individual block in a neighborhood. It's gotten to a very micro level, and you really have to pay attention to what's going on in your neighborhood because your neighborhood of choice could be fine, and six blocks away, they could be having a foreclosure crisis, and if you don't know, you might buy in the wrong place.
Well, that's great advice. Hey, I can't believe you have time for a husband because aren't you, you're like, you do a 2-hour radio show, you're a blogger, you on CBSMoneyWatch.com, you've written what, this is your 10th book? That's crazy.
You know,
you're busy.
Like you, I stay up at night. What can I tell you? I have a husband and I have two kids, and you know, what's nice about it is that my husband, Sam, who's a real estate attorney, he and I write a syndicated column together called Ask the Real Estate Lawyer. And so when we get all these questions coming in that really deal with more of the legal side of it, I just turn to him and I say, honey, this one's yours. And he
has
to write it.
Well, that makes it easy. No kidding. Well, it was a delight having you on the show. We'd love to have you back, and we'll tell everyone they can get buy, close, move in. You can grab it on Amazon.com. It's out of bookstores all over the place. Elise, thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great advice from a super, super expert. You heard what Elise had to say there. If you're shopping around, the whole idea about location, which all of us know, but what she's saying about paying attention down the block and everything else. But in particular, the fact that her first house was over 11% when you're talking about the interest rate. 11%, imagine 5% or lower. Some people got 4 and something. That's amazing. I was talking to a guy the other day about his first house. He was somebody in a coffee shop, and he was telling me he paid 13 interest. I'm sure some of you can relate to that depending on when you got your house and what a difference that can make. And I think she's right. Those interest rates can only go up, and you're starting to see them creep up a little bit. So, you know, hopefully a few people listening to me anyway, you got lucky, the timing was right, and you were able to get into a house and take advantage of some of those breaks, maybe even the tax breaks, because there's also that $6,500 tax credit too. But time is ticking if you're going to get into one now. Like she said, you know, April 30th, that's it. That's D-Day for that kind of a break. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends right here on ATN.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Something Osmond ends. It was Neil Armstrong who walked on the moon and then blasted the president the other day, saying that it was the wrong thing to do to shut off NASA's valve, the money valve. So President Obama said Thursday that he's 100% committed to the mission of NASA and its future. He was speaking at the Kennedy Space Center. Wow. And he was trying to give his vision for what he saw the future to be for this, for us in space, for the United States in space. So here we go again. Remember when the CIA got upset and a lot of people were going to dump out of the CIA because nobody had their back when they were talking about what had happened with the memos, with the enhanced interrogation techniques and all that sort of stuff and the big investigation? And then Obama went and talked to the people at the CIA for fear that, you know, everybody's heading for the exits. Same thing's happening at NASA. A lot of people are heading for the exits because they think they're going to lose their jobs. So quickly it was, let's get to Cape Canaveral and try to make these workers feel better about what the plan is. Obama says his proposal is going to pump $6 billion into NASA over the next 6 years, but they would pull the plug on a project to send astronauts to the moon. They're saying that the Constellation program, which was doing that, which was going to send some astronauts back by 2020, is behind schedule, over budget, and overall less important than the other space investments. But we're not ditching other efforts. And instead they're going to invest, or we're going to invest, in deep space exploration and scientific development. So what does that mean? Well, at least the people that work there aren't going to quit tomorrow. See, that's what happens. When comets start to fly around, which they have been flying, then everybody, like I said, runs to get away from the hammer, knowing that they're probably going to get the pink slip. So Obama, to me, it seems as though he needs, in Florida, without NASA and getting votes out of Florida, he's got to have NASA backing him. So certainly he wants to get reelected. I would think he doesn't want those people to be upset. It's the elections. And then also what's happening in the state when you come to the midterm elections. Call me cynical, but I truly believe that's what this partially is about. And the backlash was so high that's what, that's what the run down to the Space Center was about. That, you know, let's not have everybody abandon ship here. Because you're talking about thousands of workers who have spent years on this Constellation program, and they're pulling the rug out of it. They're pulling the rug out of the program and workers' jobs across the country, with leaving them with pretty much nothing except for talking about $40 million to retrain the people in Florida who are affected by this. So what is that about? And, you know, I'm about space exploration for good reasons. I mean, we have a terrible economy, though. We have people with out homes who have lost homes. We have people out of work. There are all kinds of problems that we're facing. And then you're talking about how many dollars does it take to send people into outer space. I mean, I get that. The problem is how much money was – he's right. The president is right that they pumped a ton of money into this. And there are things that happened with the Constellation program that shouldn't have happened. But, you know, you cut the project at this point. So now we have to have the Russians taking our astronauts home. The astronauts go up there and the Russians are giving us a ride back. What? And are we've got to be paying Russia to do it, right? So NASA has to cut a lot of pretty talented people. And Florida is one of the worst hit states for unemployment. That means more people out of work. So what are you going to do with this so-called retraining effort? Yeah. Like I said, I think that this is more about putting a Band-Aid over a very big wound to the people involved in that project, to the people at NASA, to the people who would vote in Florida. All right, something else quickly I'm going to jump to in odds and ends besides the statement by the president that he's committed to the future of NASA. Another interesting thing came across my radar screen earlier in the day, and we've been following this story. Remember when Senator Joe Lieberman, and he wasn't the only one, was upset by what was going on at Fort Hood and the fact that very little information was coming out of that whole investigation into last November's mass shooting. Well, Senator Susan Collins from Maine, who is the ranking Republican on the Senate Homeland Security Committee, just flat out said, look, the administration is stonewalling the investigation because, you know, we haven't had any information into what happened with that investigation at Fort Hood. And she's promising to subpoena the White House if they don't hurry up and pony up some of that information that they want to know, that we want to know, that the American people want to know. That, like, that just went away. That just disappeared all of a sudden. And November is a long time. November of 2009 all the way to where we are now, almost the beginning of May. And so what is the Justice and Defense Departments doing, and why are they not talking about what happened with Army Major Nadal Malik Hassan, who was the guy, if you forgot his name, who killed 13 people. Does the White House not want us to know what happened, or what are we going to find out from this information that's been shared, you know, between a couple of different organizations, the Department of Defense and the FBI, right? I mean, there's been some details, but there's more that should have already been turned over. And I think I know what's going to happen here. And I had this conversation with somebody today. The stonewalling and all that stuff, the direction they're going to go in is they're going to say they can't give more information because they're afraid it's going to compromise the case that they're trying to make against the nutball Hassan. We should have never been in the position that he was in anyway. All right, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing?
Overtime, your team won.
Oh yeah, I think I know where some of those people were. They're probably at the hockey game tonight.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still say Washington in five. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but I mean, like they showed down. They went to one sports bar, and people saying, "Yeah, we're gonna win the Stanley Cup." I'm like, "What has he been drinking and or smoking?"
Mm-hmm.
You know. Anyway, well, let's not talk about that. That's for another. That's neither here nor there. I was talking to Julie, which is someone who's a devout Catholic. Even she's now starting to, I mean, she still goes to church every day and whatever. She's starting to lose faith in the Catholic Church because of the cover-up.
I think that a lot of people are going to bail on Catholicism if they continue to beat the same drum and say it's the media and it's not right, and then the comments about the priests were homosexuals or blaming homosexuality for what happened. That's just the wrong way to go.
Oh, please, so why'd they become priests in the first place? You
That's
know?
Right. Why'd they become priests in the first place? Pedophilia is different than being a homosexual. Come on.
Right, And then I asked her, because, you know, she's always up on, you know, latest teachings or commentaries. I said, do you think maybe JP2 JP1 wasn't in it long enough? How far back do you think it goes? She goes, who knows?
Oh, I think it goes very far back.
I mean, we're talking maybe like Paul the Sixth.
Yeah, or before.
Yeah, or John,
But here's the thing. What the actual popes knew and what their position was before, they might not have known. But there is evidence linking Pope Benedict to things that how could he not have known, because he was the archbishop, so it doesn't make any sense. And that's the problem when somebody knows and covers it up. And you may hear rumors, but if you have nothing to do with, you don't have any evidence, and you're not in that parish, okay, that's different.
Right.
But still, I mean, look, you pick a state, any state, you pick a country, and it just keeps getting worse.
Oh yeah, big time. Well, even here in Quebec, you know, you've been here a few times, and you know how much pull the Catholic Church.
Yes.
And a lot of, like I said, a lot of people are getting turned off. And even before this happened, I mean, right now a lot of churches are being torn down, but they're keeping the facade because of the architecture. That's how bad it is here, you know, for the Catholic Church. You know,
that is bad.
Yeah, and putting up what else? Condos.
I think Sam, that this is going to continue. This has been now a real controversy probably for the past decade and a half, maybe.
Right.
Maybe before that, even a little bit before that. But now the Pope, the link to the Pope, that's the thing. What happens with the link to the Pope? Because the Vatican is its own entity, its separate state.
Right.
They have their own police force, all that stuff. I don't believe that this Pope is going to get ousted, even if people call for him to be booted. It'd have to be... You'd have to have so many Catholics drop off the vine. I don't think that'll happen, but it's not good.
Yeah, but okay, obviously I don't know, you know, how, you know, basically once he's elected, isn't it till he passes away?
Yes, but if there was some kind of scandal, they could have the option to
impeach him.
To basically remove him, or he could remove himself. See, that's the other thing. They could make up some kind of cockamamie story, and then they could select somebody else. But it really is supposed to be until the Pope dies. Sam, have a great weekend. Thanks.
Take care.
800-259-5791 if you want to join the convo. Mailbag on the flip side.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes, she'll turn her music on you.
All right, Kate, swinging for the fences here on Little Old America Tonight. Coming up in our final hour, cheap movie review. You're looking to go to the movies? You want to know what's out? The brand new stuff? We're going to tell you about it. Maybe some DVD reviews as well. I seem to be more of a DVD person. I'm a big movie person. It's sort of my escape besides, you know, slamming a golf ball, but now I'm definitely renting more DVDs probably than going to movies. I just figure, I'm kind of on the fence about this movie, so I'll wait. But you don't have to wait. That's coming up. I'll do both of them for you. I'll tell you some good ones to rent, actually, that I've recently watched. I'm watching this from the sidelines like the rest of you, and I'm going to have some great guests coming up in the next week or two about, and we've done this before too, but about the whole climate bill. And this is supposed to be a compromise bill to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide and other gases that they're blaming, some scientists are blaming, for global warming. It's going to be unveiled by the senators, or at least some of the senators, on that day. And the language is being sketched out in the next week and a half or so. The people who are backing the bill, like Senator Joe Lieberman, like Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, say it's going to pave the way for the full Senate to debate and pass this measure, maybe in end of June or July, if they can get enough support from moderate Republicans and Democrats. Now, Republican Senator Judd Gregg says he's committed to getting something that addresses energy needs in a constructive way and comprehensive way, but he's not quite saying that he is going to support the bill that's being drawn up now. Now, here's what you need to know. This is another one of the administration's big deals, climate change. That was one of the top promises on the campaign trail, one of the top priorities, all that sort of stuff. And now we've seen the building of the nuclear power facilities, right? There's two of them in Georgia. We've talked about that before. They're supposed to be online by 2017. Offshore oil drilling from the part of the East Coast all the way down to Florida. And that's, I guess, going to be as part of this Senate compromise. That'll be mixed in there, too. So that's a good thing for them to put in, because if you're going to get people to jump on cap and trade, let's face it, then you're going to say, well, look, we're doing offshore drilling and we're building these nuke power plants, so let's figure out a way to come up with this climate change bill. Let's pass this through. And we know cap and trade went through the House, so it's all about waiting in the Senate. Now, this is the problem I have. The problem is there are plenty of scientific groups that you can find, that you can talk to, that we've talked to on this show. We've talked to both people who say there is definitely global warming and it's a bunch of nonsense, that people think there isn't anything going on in the environment if you look at what's happening around us. And then there are those that say, you have to be kidding me. Look at the numbers. Look at the teeny tiny numbers. And most people don't understand this. Global warming is really about cashing in on people's fears. And I've said this before. Look, I think there's things we should do to protect the environment. I mean, it's like even the conservative movement was about conservation. And so there's things we should be doing. The offshore drilling is a good deal because we can't keep relying on oil from afar, from the Saudis. Something has to happen, right? But at the same time, based on all of my conversations over the past 5 years, 5 years on this show and other shows like it, television, radio, whatever, there is no clear-cut, definitive, are you kidding me? Look at these numbers. Look what's happening. The U.S. is the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases after China. We have to do something. And then you've got the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying, trying to back this up, that land and ocean surface temperatures in March were the hottest on record. So I guess what I'm saying and what I've learned in this idea that the bill will come out or it'll be made clear on April 26th, that part of this and part of trying to get those moderate Republicans and Democrats is going to be, look, we're committed to doing something that does something that addresses our energy needs. And that's why we're saying offshore drilling. That's why we're opening that back up after decades of closing it down, of not starting anything new. That's why we're doing nuclear energy. So here's what else we have to be worried about, this carbon dioxide and other gases blamed for global warming. And ultimately, you're going to pay a pretty penny in taxes, my friends, if this bill looks anything, I mean anything, like the House bill. All right, let's hurry up and race to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
Thank goodness for Homer Simpson. The mail is here, and before we jump into the Tea Party emails I've received, which I said already, there's an avalanche. Congratulations to all the people who won the Peter Max posters. And boy, a lot of you heard me say that. I said it a couple of times during the previous show. That's when Peter Max, the iconic pop artist, joined us. But I wanted you to hear this one. This is from Jennifer Seeger. Jennifer, if you're listening, a big shout out to you and congratulations. She says, "Morning, Kate. I'm a big fan of yours living in South Africa. I'm an ex-California person. I listen to your show every morning on podcast, about an hour or so behind you, so I hope nobody responded to your Peter Max poster offer. I've been a big fan of Peter Max since the 70s, and so would love to have one. If I win, please have him sign Jenny, and then she put her address in South Africa. Jenny, you won. You were one of the winners, so congratulations to you. See, you just got to pay attention. I think that, I wonder, what are they going to say when I give them the address in South Africa? How much postage is that? That'll be fine. Okay, we got this one from Benson D. He says, okay, the Tea Partiers are idiots, morons, the GOP leftovers, people with too much do-re-mi and big mouths. We don't need a Tea Party movement. Boo, boo, boo. Ooh. This one from Jessica Mahoney. Kate, Tea Parties are right on. The reason I say that is I might not want to party with these people anytime soon, but at least they're expressing their frustration. And guess what? They're not physically trying to attack any of our representatives. They're just being vocal about it. Why can't everybody leave them alone? Besides, both you and I know the more attention you give, the bigger the movement will get. It's kind of true. If you if constantly there's a barrage of beating up the Tea Partiers, you know, it can make for good radio or TV or vice versa. I mean, backing them up, that would help, I guess, the movement. But in beating them up, if the idea of those in the media is to trash them and make fun of them and, you know, just try to get this whole movement, just try to cut it out, you know, cut it off at its knees, it's not going to happen because it's going to draw more attention to it. I think she's on to something there. Here's one from Little Al. Kate, I got to say, I think the Tea Partiers are excellent. I say they're excellent people because they are exercising their freedom of speech rights. I actually went to one in New Mexico, and it really wasn't filled with nuts at all. Nothing like I heard described by Keith Olbermann. Where are they getting the few fools that they constantly run on the tube, particularly on MSNBC? Well, that's the idea. They find a fool, they run the fool over and over again. And I'm sure there are fringe people at some of the rallies, and I'm sure there are people that are just fine, normal people. I mean, that you could say that about almost any gathering. Hey, listen, forever and ever, well, I shouldn't say forever and ever, but for a handful of years I covered the Yankees, and watching, going to Yankee Stadium when they were taking on the Boston Red Sox. You want to talk about fringe people. So you can find any big group, whether it's in sports or political rallies, and you'll find the fruits and nuts. So no doubt about that.
I'm actually kind of ready to party right now.